Voices, and I would like to say also good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We're thankful that you're with us today to worship our Lord and Savior. And I'm so happy to see a lot of new faces here this morning. Each week we're getting more and more people, our brothers and sisters, coming back to worship corporately, you might say, and we're so thankful for that. And we also pray that while you're here that you might receive the power, the love, and the comfort that only God's Word that can really give us when Pastor brings his message today. I'd just like to remind you that you can also find an outline in the bulletin today if you'd like to follow along with Pastor's message. And our verse for the month, our scripture for the month, is in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith God, wherewith Christ hath made us free, and not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. The activities and services of this coming week, this Wednesday, the 8th, the midweek prayer service will be held here at Bethel Baptist Church at 7:30 p.m. Would like to invite as many to come as possibly can come. If you can't and you want to join us and pray with us from your home, and if you'd like to email us at secretary@bbcmh.org for more information and to deliver your prayer request, we would be happy to receive them and pray for your needs. The Bible studies for this week have been canceled. I'd just like to remind everyone that every Sunday morning we begin our day with the Lord at 9:45 a.m. with a Bible study, and it will also be broadcast for those who wish to join us from their homes. And God willing, we'll have all of our brothers and sisters together here in the near future once this pandemic is over. Now, let us come before the Lord and worship Him and praise Him with our beautiful voices. We're going to be having Madeline Prater at the piano, and yours truly, Wayne Pitts, will be leading the songs today. And if you will turn in your hymnals to page 118, and we'll sing the first and the last verse, number 118. Continue praising the Lord. 163, if you'll please turn there, please, and we'll sing the first and last verse.
Mm-hmm.
better and better. So let's sing our last song, and if you please stand, 461, number 461.
It is that we can still gather together in this house of prayer to sing the praises of our Lord. I wanted to remind people that tithes and offerings will be received in the tithe and offering box in the back, and that we will not be collecting them personally, distributing personally at this time. But let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the greatness of your love and your mercy and your grace, for the joy of the knowledge of Christ that you have placed within our hearts and within our minds, that you have shed your mercy abroad within us to give us strength and help us to be your faithful servants, to reach out to those around us with the glorious riches of your gospel. We have written in the Psalms, David writes, he says, "Now know I that the Lord saves his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand." And so, Father, we do come before you searching for your saving strength, not just the salvation of our souls, though that is the most important, but also the saving or the restoration of the bodies of those who are afflicted with the infirmities of this world. And we pray for the saving power of your gospel to turn lives and hearts unto you, to transform lives and give people the hope and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for those who are called by your name, whether they are part of Bethel or part of the wider audience of those who call themselves Christian, that there would be a deep longing, a deep thirsting, and a deep hunger to know you, to know your word, and to live their lives for you. That as your people who are called by your name will humbly submit to you and serve you and honor and glorify you, those around us would hear of your transforming power and would encounter the greatness of your love through your people. And we pray for this nation who has turned its back so greatly upon you, that, Lord, this time of the COVID disease and of the riots and the vandalism and the protests that have been taking place, that it would be a time in which you are drawing people back to yourself to do a mighty work in the hearts and minds of people to return them to their first love, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for your spirit of peace and calmness, that the greatness of your love and your mercy would be poured out upon the people, that they would rejoice in your divine presence and glory, and that you would strengthen your people to follow after you. And for those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world, we pray for those who have the COVID-19 virus and flu viruses and other illnesses, Lord, for your touch upon them to lift them up and strengthen their bodies, that they would rejoice in your healing power. We pray for Lil Ida and for her low blood platelets and for you to strengthen her body and encourage her heart in you. We pray for those with cancer, for Bob Jones's brother Ron, for Al Meek's friend Jim Shearer, and Dana Noriel's friend Karen. We are thankful, Lord, that Daisy from Columbia, after her surgery, is recovering nicely and doing very well. We thank you, Lord, for that. We also thank you for Esther Palais, who is expecting in September, that you bless her and the family abundantly with this child, to raise the child in the nurture and in the admonition and in the fear and respect of the Lord. We pray that you would use Bethel as an instrument of your grace to communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ to those that are around us, that you would help us to have wisdom in how to reopen properly and orderly, that you would continue to bring people in and encourage them to worship and praise your holy name. We thank you that we have the extended facilities outside where the air is fresh and the wind is and the breeze is blowing. Lord, use that facility in that area for your hand of blessing and peace. We pray for your provision for Lee Prater as he's looking for work, and it's difficult out there, Lord, as we hear so many people unemployed, and some areas of the country and some sectors are moving slowly to regain and return to function. But Lord, you are mightier than the challenges that we face. So we place him in your hands and pray for you to bring into his life that position that you have for him. And Father, we thank you for the missionaries that we have throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, for Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for Carl and Ruth Knott in Sevilla, Spain, for Eusebio and Merixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, for Informed Choices in Gilroy, ministering to women, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis doing language instruction and missionary training throughout the United States. Use these missionaries to expand your kingdom for the furtherance of your gospel. And we pray for the offering that people will deliver to us. Pray that it would be used for the expansion of your kingdom, to be used of you to transform lives for the sake of Christ. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear the word of God and who support the work of ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary or back behind our church in the extended area, whether they're listening over KKMC, over the internet, or over CDs later. Lord, bless them with your divine blessings and with your spirit of encouragement. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
you very much, choir, for blessing us with that beautiful song. And now we're going to be turning in God's Word. Again, I want to thank each one of you for coming today to hear God's Word and over the radio, the internet, and those are in our sanctuary. We'll be studying in God's Word today in Romans chapter 6, verses 6 through 14. If we'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. That's in Romans chapter 6, verses 6 through 14. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead, indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And now let us bow with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, once again, we enter into your holy of holies, into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, as you know, on March 6, 1776, General George Washington issued a decree. During this time, he called for a day of fasting and prayer because our country was beginning a long battle for independence. We, as Christians, must remember the good and the bad, and allow the unseen blessings to be represented and thoroughly appreciated. General George Washington decree said, set apart as a day of fasting, prayer, and humiliation to implore the Lord and giver of all victory to pardon our manifold sins and wickedness, and that it would please him to bless the continental arms with his divine favor and protection. All officers and soldiers are strictly enjoined to pay all due reverence and attention on that day to the sacred duties due to the Lord of hosts, for his mercies already received, and for those blessings which our holiness and uprightness of life can alone encourage us to hope through his mercy and to obtain it. Father, thank you for the mercy that General George Washington obtained from you on that Pacific day and time, and giving us this nation to worship you freely, to serve you, and receive your blessings daily. All glory and victory belong to you. Now, Father, bless our word, bless your word as it goes out today. Bless all the hearers that hear it, and bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he brings your message. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.